also an advantage of our house is that we had a beautiful view of Opsan, which means off mountain. And that was a nice thing to look at each morning as we woke up and had breakfast. This is a view of the living room, taking a picture of the door to our spare bedroom. And this can give you some idea of the beautiful woodwork they use on the interior of their newer houses. They labor is pretty cheap there, and they just do fantastic things with wood. Ceiling is gorgeous, the walls look nice, the door has nice inlaid work, and you have parquet floors. This is the interior of the spare bedroom that we didn't really use. It has a rice paper floor and wallpaper ceilings, and it wasn't very nice as compared to the rest of the house. This is the next slide is the slide of the bathroom. Again, since there's no one there to give you perspective, there was no place to put Barbara, I would have. It looks perfectly normal by Western standards. Of course, you don't have the nice shower head up above, but you do have the extension so you can spray water wherever you want. But everything is smaller than by American standards, so if you were using the steam sink, you'd have to stoop a little bit lower than is comfortable, and if you were using the bathtub, you couldn't get your shoulders in the bathtub comfortably. At least I couldn't. Barbara could. Oh, another thing about the slide of the bathroom, they also had what looked like a normal bathroom top, but in fact it was made of plastic and much thinner than our plastic one, so that every time you sat on it, you weren't really sure, and sometimes it'd make a loud thunk. It was pretty secure, I guess, but you didn't feel confident in it. The next slide is over in our bedroom to give you some idea of how we stored things. The boxes to the right side is a shipping crate that they shipped everything to us. We modified it by cutting holes in it and running wooden poles or bars through it, and we hung our clothes on it. Those were our closets for the full year and a little bit that we were in Korea. Also, in the center of it is a red yo. It's a cushion that's foldable as a sort of couch that you can rest against the wall on, or you can refold it and use it as something to sleep on. And to the left, you have a storage area that we use. This is a picture of the storage area. To the right, it was just a closet area, which we used. We put boxes in it so we'd have shelves and storage stuff in. To the left is an air conditioner vent. Air conditioners are quite scarce in Korea and are really a very good black market item that a thief would love to have. And you just don't leave a window air conditioner exposed in your window so anyone can just take it away. So what they do is they have an enclosed space with doors, or I guess sliding windows on each side, so that the window air conditioner has an area that it can send its exhaust on, but the area is not so large that you can take the window air conditioner out of its place. And they had an outlet there so you could run a window air conditioner, but that makes it, in order to steal the window air conditioner, you have to come inside the room and take it out that way, so it's not really stealable. And the next slide is of our yo that we slept on. We had two yos, one that we used for reading and watching television and one that we slept on. And on it is a comforter that we bought in Korea for $12. It's acrylic fill, I assume, with nylon satin finish on each side. The underside is a light blue and the top side is a very shiny blue. And of course it has embroidery on it. And you can get embroidery quite inexpensively, as you can see, from a $12 price for that comforter. There's a close-up picture of the embroidery there. That's an embroidery of a tiger. And our last slide, while not a very good slide, shows how you use a reading yo to sit in. Had one more slide of the interior of our house. That's the ceiling of our bedroom. The other bedroom was nicer than the spare bedroom in that it had a nice wooden floor and parquet ceiling, but it also had wallpaper walls, so it wasn't quite as nice as the living room, but nice enough. Oh my.
Then after about staying 3 months in our first house, we moved to our new house. And the next slide is a picture of us in the process of moving. The way we moved is we were only moving about a block's distance, so we borrowed a typical Korean sort of wagon and pulled all our stuff from the old house to the new house. This slide is a picture of Debbie, the female half of the couple we stayed with, pulling the cart up the hill to the house. Again, this is a normal street, so it's unpaved, rock foundation, dirt road. And the cart is typically, you see them everywhere in Korea, and they're pulled like that, or else the person stands inside of the handbar and lets it reside against his waist.